News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, apparently, first impressions count when it comes to a new job, and not just for the employer. Research from DCU shows that new employees base their trust in an organisation on the look and feel of their office space. To discuss this, we're joined by Dr. Lisa van der Werf from Dublin City University. Lisa, thanks indeed for joining us. Just talk us through the key findings from your research.
Great. Good morning, Shane.
Hi. Morning.
So, our research was looking at how new employees decide whether they trust their organisation or not. And previously, we would have thought that this was quite a careful, systematic process. So new employees might try and understand more about their organisation, maybe check out some HR policies and decide, is this the kind of organisation that cares about its employees and those kinds of things. But actually, what we saw in our research was that employees are making these decisions much faster than we would have previously thought. And sometimes they're not even making them consciously, but they're forming first impressions of an organisation based on what the physical space looks like. So they're thinking, does this place look nice? And does it look and feel like I would have expected it to based on what this organisation does?
So employees basically do judge the book by the cover.
Yes, it certainly seems so. And it's not necessarily a conscious process. So it's not that they're going in and saying, you know, this place has really big windows and that means it must be trustworthy. But they're using those first impressions to give them cues about whether the organization is capable, whether they care about their welfare, whether they might have values that they think are acceptable. And those first impressions seem to have really long lasting effects on employee attitudes, both about how they feel about the organization, but also about their actual behavior. So we found that in situations where the employees felt comfortable in their physical space, then they were much more likely to learn more. So take risks about trying out new skills or look for feedback maybe. And so they took in more information during their time settling into the new organization.
I have to put it to you, Lisa, when I went for my first job back in a different millennium, a different century, I wasn't remotely thinking about what the office space looked like. I was just hoping they'd give me a job. Has the balance of power shifted from employers to employees?
Well, I'm not sure actually that this is conscious for anybody. So you might not have been consciously thinking, what does this organization look like? But you do get a sense of how an organization feels. So it's not necessarily that organizations need to have the snazziest offices, for example, but they need to create a physical space where employees feel like it's okay to make mistakes. So for example, if you had started your first job and you felt, this is an environment I don't feel particularly comfortable in for whatever reason, then maybe you might have been very careful about taking risks and you might have been watching your back a little bit rather than trying out new things and trying to learn as much as you could.
Okay, so the message for employers this morning is, based on this research, do you think?
I think physical workplace design is something that's really within an organization's direct control. And a lot of organizations, and we see this more and more, are making very sizable investments in how they design their offices. So I think for organizations, they need to think about how the design of their workspace reflects the values of their organization. Is this an organization where you want to communicate that you are conservative and stable and reliable? Or is it an organization where you want to communicate that you're innovative and creative and fast-paced change?
Okay.
And so thinking about how workplace design might influence your new employees and how they think about their workplace.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Fascinating research. Dr. Lisa van der Werf of Dublin City University, thanks indeed for speaking to us this morning.